I'm sorry I couldn't join you tonight. I've been told you've had a busy and productive anniversary conference. Over the years, the Young Republican Leadership Conference has been known for its expertise in training and motivating young members of our party. You are to be congratulated on your success and encouraged in your work on behalf of the party. But before I get into that work, let me thank you for the very prestigious honor you've bestowed upon me by giving me the 1988 Americanism Award. It was indeed a pleasure to receive it from your chairman, Richard Jacobs, when I met with your executive board this past week. And the title of the award expresses it all, Americanism. By honoring the ideals of freedom, individual liberty, and free enterprise, you are indeed honoring the foundation our country was built on. Now, getting back to that work on behalf of the party, we have a busy year ahead of us. With a presidential race, 33 Senate seats, all of our House seats, and 12 gubernatorial races, we have our work cut out for us. I plan to be out there actively campaigning on behalf of our candidates, and I'm asking you to join me. We must elect a Republican president next November. We've accomplished too many good things to let a Democratic president come in and undo them. In 1980, young voters played a major role in my election to the presidency, as they did again in 1984. I'm asking you, as members of the Young Republican National Federation, to work with me and our nominee, whoever that may be, to not only sustain but increase this support. Our Senate outlook continues to improve. We've only 5 seats away from a majority, and we've got several good candidates already in the race, such as Pete Dawkins in New Jersey, Congressman Connie Mack in Florida, Congressman Trent Lott in Mississippi, and George Voinovich in Ohio. In addition to leaving a Republican president in the Oval Office, it sure would be nice to leave him a Republican Senate he can work with. I had that luxury for 6 years, and I tell you, it makes things a lot easier. Along with our Senate and House races, gubernatorial and state legislative races are particularly important this year, with redistricting coming up in 1991. It's critical that we have Republican governors and state legislators to see that the reapportionment process is a fair one. We need to put an end to the un-American practice of gerrymandering. One of the best examples of this comes out of my home state, California, where Republicans received a majority of votes in congressional races, but the Democrats won 60% more races. One person called the way the district lines were drawn the Democrats' contribution to modern art. Well, I'm expecting your help on all these campaign levels, presidential, U.S. Senate and House, gubernatorial, and our state houses. Young Republicans are known for their organizational skills. You've certainly proven them to me in the past. As the young leaders of our party, you can work to strengthen our grassroots efforts through volunteer recruitment, door-to-door campaigning, phone bank coordination, and fundraising. These are all key elements to victory. So, by continuing to actively work for the Republican Party and its candidates, and by motivating young adults to get involved, you, the members of the Young Republican National Federation, will serve to broaden our party's base and help us achieve victory. Thank you, and God bless you all.